free fall, a free fall. Please call, please call, baby. Free fall, free fall. Please call, please call.
I know that the sun doesn't shine, but it doesn't need to when I'm with you. So it's been a big dark gray year. It only rains when I don't want it to. So I've been struggling and feeling like a mess. This whole year's been a motherfucking test. And I know that you love me, but I hear it less. Oh baby, I don't want all the stress. I don't want all the stress. Cause baby, this a free fall, a free fall. And I'm only a free call away all the time.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromny. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie. I think that's actually next week, technically. And it's not going to be a John Wick month anymore. So next week, shoot us your movie suggestions. Best place to do that is actually our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. If you would like to send us your suggestions in there, I will gather them, make a poll question, then you can vote on them or on the movie we watch next week in that. So again, Sports Brewery and Discord is the best place to do that. Twitch.tv/TSBpod is where we do our sports podcast once a week. Ski also did a pack opening thing on there this last week as well. So hit subscribe, give us money, or just hit follow and it'll tell you when we go live and you can watch, get in the chat. It's a good time. If you miss those, we're on YouTube, Sports Brewery on YouTube. Watch stuff, whatever. We're on the things. The movie this week is technically King's movie. Or is it my movie? Technically my movie.
It's America's movie.
America's movie. And it is John Wick 4. Came out
No title to it.
No title. Or it's actually John Wick Chapter 4 the official title.
Why did they just do Chapter 2, Chapter 3 instead of...
They did. So Chapter 3... So it was John Wick Chapter 3... Parabellum.
Yeah, it had a title.
It actually was. And John Wick Chapter 4 was, so I don't know. Why no title? I don't know.
Little fucking consistency here, please.
I don't have an answer for you, Ski. I'm sorry. This movie came out in 2023. It is currently on Peacock along with the other John Wicks. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.6 on IMDb, 78 on Metacritic. Stars Keanu Reeves as John Wick, Lawrence Fishburne as Bowery King, George Giorgio as the Elder, Lance Reddick as Sharon, Ian McShane as Winston, Clancy Brown as Harbinger, Bill Skarsgård as Marquis. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many
Skarsgård.
How many times have you actually seen Bill Skarsgård play Bill Skarsgård in a movie, like actually look like himself in a movie? Like, never.
Is he starting to get typecast as these like creepy character guys?
Yeah, because
Nosferatu, we saw Nosferatu, it's like,
yeah, he's pretty good at it, to be fair. This was before both of those, I think, right? Well, maybe not.
It was before.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Let's see. Donnie Yen plays Kane.
What an upgrade from Mark Dacascos in
Holy
three
shit,
with Donnie Yen.
Holy shit. I got to say.
That's what I was wanting in three, was something like that. And they
Not to jump ahead, but Donnie Yen as like the blind swordsman killer was fucking awesome. Like, he was so cool, man.
He was semi-comedic as well, which
he was.
So he could have easily been in three also. So
Yeah. But you know what? Like, if he were going to be in three, he's not going to be in four. No. And who knows what four would have been.
Well,
so.
And he also, John Wick universe spinoff, there's supposed to be like a Kane movie or TV series as well.
I hope so. I would actually watch that. Get a good
only if
Kane series.
Is able.
Yeah.
Kane
only
is able.
Kane is able. Yes. He's disabled, but he's able. There you
are
go.
Are you? Can you be disabled if you do it to yourself like that?
Did he do it to himself?
That was how he got back in, or that's like to get his daughter.
To save his daughter.
Save his daughter,
They took his vision, right?
He, he had to take his own. Remember how John had to cut his own finger off? He had to make that decision. And even the tracker guy in this, he had to pull his hand through that knife instead of take it out. So, yeah.
Tracker also a pretty cool character, by the way. Like, some good additions in this movie. Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah. Let's see. Marco Zaror played Chidi. Hiroyuki Sanada plays Shimatsu. So, we mentioned in the third one, Hiroyuki Sanada was supposed to play the Zero character that Damascus played, but he ruptured...
Better character here anyway.
Yes, he ruptured his Achilles right before they shot John Wick 3 and couldn't do it. So, he plays the head of the Osaka Continental instead and is a much cooler character than Zero was.
By the way, another spinoff called Continental, which is...
I have not
Winston's
seen that.
Character,
the show.
Prequel, the prequel with Winston, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, King, are you a prequel guy or a prequel guy?
Say that again?
A prequel guy or a prequel guy? Like
prequel.
Said.
Yeah. I'm a prequel.
Okay, all right.
Like, I write with the quill.
Yeah, that's what that says. Yeah.
But yeah.
Sorry, Ski. let's see. Scott Adkins in this movie plays Killa.
Fantastic.
Who's the German super overweight card dealer guy and was fucking awesome.
This might have been the first time I've seen Scott Adkins, like, act.
Act, right? Act.
Was it just kung fu-y, like, oh, I'm a martial arts guy? No, I'm a character.
So, for one... Yes, using a German accent, acting his ass off in that character. But then two, doing the fucking action he did in a fat suit, like, fuck, dude. It's so impressive. Like, and I'm a big Scott Adkins guy, too. Like,
course.
This is one of the coolest things I've seen from Scott Adkins. Yeah, the dab cough. Yeah,
that's great. That was fantastic. I don't...
I know.
You shouldn't have mentioned it.
I gotta make it. I gotta make it a thing. That's why I mentioned.
No, it's great. Yeah.
Trademark it. Let's see. Natalia Tena played Katya. Shamir Anderson played the tracker character.
Did he have a name? Does it say?
Nope. Just
tracker. Yeah.
Yep.
It's
and Rina
tracker.
Rina Sawayama played Akira, and that's it.
Is Tracker a show on CBS?
CBS. Yeah,
I feel like Tracker has to be a CBS show.
So I believe it was an older show, probably from the 70s or 80s.
Of course it was. It's on CBS.
I think they rebooted it on CBS.
100%.
Pretty sure it's on Paramount Plus right now. And the weird thing is the guys, usually 60s, 70s show would be a Native American guy, right? As the Tracker.
No.
Or Tom Berenger.
You couldn't have him be the star of the show.
But it was not Tom Berenger.
He'd be the sidkick, obviously.
Tom Berenger.
Yeah. Tom Berenger's sidekick would be the actual Native American. Yeah.
Or
he wouldn't actually be Native American. He'd be like...
Or the white guy gets so engrossed in Native American like community that he becomes a tracker.
He wears a feather with a bandana and he just calls himself the tracker.
Yeah.
And every night before he goes to bed, he smokes a pipe and goes, Oh no. I'm not making this show, by the way, guys. This is not me. This is...
No, it's CBS.
CBS.
Yeah.
Like, one of the worst things about rooting for an AFC team that's fairly popular
watching
good
CBS.
Is watching CBS and see Tracker. Scott Bakula.
Yeah, you know, Fox isn't much better.
That's really not.
I'll say.
Fair enough.
Stick to red zone, you know. Call it good. Let's see. All right, we are through the cast again, written by Derek Kolstad, who again got help from Shay Hatton. They added Michael Fitch to their writing crew this time.
Sure he actually wrote this? I thought it's just characters by him. Else wrote this
Ooh. Will you Google that for me?
Yeah, IMDb it.
Yeah, IMDb that, because I might have missed that. Either way, so Michael Finch.
Yeah, based on characters by Kolstad.
Okay, so Michael Finch wrote
Hatton
this movie.
Michael Finch.
Yeah. Okay, Michael Finch wrote this movie. There you go. Thank you for that. And he is known for writing November Man, Predators, and American Assassin. So, and now John Wick 4. Predators
what's
is
American,
the one.
What's
Predators
American
is
Assassin?
The one with Adrian Brody, which I kind of fucking liked. I don't know that anybody else actually did, though.
It was all right.
So you're asking what American Assassin is?
American Assassin was a very John Wicky movie back like 10 years ago.
That had Michael Keaton in it.
Huh.
Sanaa
Not ringing
Lathan,
a bell.
Taylor Kitsch was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Adkins was in it.
Got it. Of course Scott Adkins. It's a ninja.
There you go. This movie finally got Scott Adkins in the Wick universe. Thank God for that. Let's see. Again, directed by Chad Stahelski. He was, he has only ever directed John Wick movies, as we've said, but he has plans for another movie after this with Henry Cavill, the Highlander reboot.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Was Cavill Superman?
Superman originally, yeah.
Man of Steel, yeah.
Man of Steel.
I like Cavill. I don't know. I mean,
I like Cavill too.
If he's going to try to play it kind of Witcher-esque, like old, you know, guys live for 500 years from the Highlands kind of thing, maybe it could still work, but.
Like, what is the star of a Stahelski movie going to look like if he's actually huge and actually in really amazing shape? Like, is he just going to fucking wreck people or?
Well, what's a Stahelski movie going
to be? It looks like Wreck-It-Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
But what's a Stahelski movie going to be like where your main character actually has to speak dialogue?
That's a good point, too. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't.
The Highlander is very poetic and very learned because he's been alive for 500 years.
Yeah, maybe this one isn't. I don't know.
Well, he ain't the fucking Highlander now, is he?
Maybe he just grunts at people like The Witcher. Yeah.
Or just says, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm back. Yeah.
He does say that. Like
it definitely doesn't hurt the movie that Keanu doesn't have a lot of lines.
No. Let's no. Just... He does, like, I'll say, for it being like the fourth one and for him being through the amount of shit that he's gone through, he does walk around with his surprised Keanu Reeves face a lot, doesn't he? Like he shouldn't be shocked by anything at this point. Like, well, he should have it more together.
How is he still walking around, period? Again,
really,
he got hit by five more cars in this movie.
He did.
That
he
makes
did.
At least a baker's dozen through these.
I'm glad you were keeping track because I was too. It was like six more cars, I think.
Yeah.
That he got hit by, and by the way, he was like driving cars that got hit.
Yeah.
Like it's literally might be like 20 times he was either hit by a car or was in a car that got hit and crashed into something. Like,
and he's fallen down 150 stairs.
Oh, the stairs. I talked about the stairs in the third one, and just preparing everybody for.
So here's the problem with the stairs scene.
It's like a cartoon, right? Like, because like you see that in a cartoon. He's like goes all the way to the top, and then it's like he's all the king's horses and all the king's men, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, but the writers had this idea for this stair scene.
Yeah,
but to put it in there, it literally added 30 minutes to this movie just because they had to set it up. You know, him running through the streets to try to make it in time. And always getting so close, at least 30 minutes for that scene.
Right. Yeah.
And this movie is long as shit.
It is long. The apparently this was delayed. The release of this movie was supposed to come out in like 2021, but we remember what happened in 2021. And so they delayed it till 2023.
What happened in 2021?
When people could go to the theater again.
Anthony Brown was the starting quarterback.
Yeah. That's what I
Fauci ouchies.
Anthony Brown, big old virus on the sport of football. It cascaded. Biden is to blame.
Biden is to blame for Anthony Brown.
And Mario.
And Mario.
The conspiracy. A lot of people are saying. A lot of people are saying Mario and Joe.
Thumbs gotta watch out for his brother Luigi.
They put out a Ghostbusters movie. It was a bunch of kids and Paul Rudd. He's Jewish though.
He's Jewish.
You know they made.
We love Israel.
You know they made. They a lot of people said they should never make an all female Ghostbusters.
Never free Palestine. But... That's what I'm saying. 2021. Joe Burrow. Bengals.
I heard they love the all female Ghostbusters in Gaza.
That movie stunk. That was 2016, by
that was
the way.
Sick. That was old.
It was such a bad movie. I know what year it came out. Melissa McCarthy. Let's be honest.
I'm done.
That was a bad year and a half. Mm. We had to pretend she was good.
God, she stinks.
Stunk.
She's so not funny. Don't get it at all. Like she was pretty funny in Bridesmaids. Like I get it. That's why she blew up. I understand, but she hasn't been funny since. She's not funny. I don't get it. Why are people trying to consistently tell us that Melissa McCarthy is funny?
No women are funny, right, Braga?
Yeah. Yeah. Why would they give these women their own vehicles? Well, they also say women shouldn't be driving.
The only funny one is Paula Poundstone. Strong shoulders.
Dude, yeah, shoulder pads.
Shoulder.
Love a woman with shoulder pads.
Murphy Brown.
Candace Bergen.
You know, me and Candace Bergen had a thing. I would never tell. That's so good.
Is Candace Bergen still alive?
I think
she
so.
She must be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to Google it. I'm just going to say yes.
I am.
Okay. All right. let's see. What else is there to say about the movie before?
Here's the big thing for it. Okay. When we were talking about
Candace Bergen is still alive.
Yes. Good. Good. Real quick. So I mentioned it on Thursday, but the way the John Wick universe is set up, it's 1, 2, 3 ballerina and then 4, because in this movie, spoilers, Sharon is shot and killed. And then at the end, apparently John Wick dies. And is buried. And
well, they never actually show the headstone, so we don't know.
They showed the headstone. Yeah, because it said loving husband.
But it didn't. I don't think it said his name, did it?
It did. Yeah, John Wick. Then it said Helen Wick next to it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's there. There was a scene at the end with his buddies saying goodbye or whatever with the Bowery King.
Bowery King and Winston.
Yeah. So, again, they could very easily bring him back, dust him off for another one. But according to this movie, John Wick fought Kane, let Kane win, and then shot the Marquis, and then died of his wounds from getting shot by Kane so many fucking times. And then probably all the internal bleeding from getting hit by cars and falling down 300 fucking stairs. Like, yeah.
By the way, Candace Bergen, married twice, once for 15 years, husband died. Remarried, married for 25 years, husband died.
Wow.
Black Widow?
That's got to suck.
She's playing long con Black Widow move.
So she's available is what you're saying.
I'm saying. Murphy Brown is available. Yes.
I'm going to take my shot if you don't mind.
Yeah. No. But what I was saying from last week's episode where
it's
I thought
100% of the shots you don't take.
Where Michael I thought Scott. This series was really on the verge of jumping the shark, right? Three was pretty over the top and ridiculous. And they brought this one back down to earth to where the first two were.
They did.
Outside from my one problem with this movie and kind of after the first one is everyone is bulletproof. Everyone wears these suits that can take infinite bullets, and that's their fighting style, is they just hide behind their suit and like shoot at each other.
That's his entire defense is pulling up the coat of his jacket in front of his face and letting people shoot it. And they do. And they hit it every time.
But in the first one, he has to like strategically maneuver himself to avoid getting shot.
And he got hurt. No, like when they shot the armor, it hurt him because that fucking hurts getting shot.
In, you know, normal, our current body armor, you know, you catch a couple bullets, it weakens the fibers, and then, you know, you could get shot through it after that. Yeah. But, what was he? He was taking his jacket off, and it was just raining down empty shells. I think it was at the poker table.
It was at the end when he was getting ready to fight Kane, where he was like, because they had to take off their stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just every like, shirt he took off had different layers of bullets falling off. Yeah. Yeah.
So for this movie, that is really my only gripe of where it's becoming ridiculous.
I have sort of another one that is consistent, at least in all of the John Wick movies. And it is when there are fights and shootouts, guns being fired, people do not stop dancing.
They're German at a fucking disco, man. They ain't stopping.
They ain't stopping. That's
Germans and Russians.
That's culturally correct.
You think some bullets, a little bullet flying, is going to stop the Germans from raiding? Yeah,
like in fairness, as Americans, do bullets stop us from sending our kids to elementary school? No.
Oi. Oi. That's a good point. It's a good point, but oi. And also,
Gotta outrun them.
Yep. Gotta be like the Flash, faster than a bullet.
We gotta make desks.
You've seen the Marvel Universe, kid.
Oh, do I want to say this? We gotta make desks out of the fabric we make John Wick's jackets out of. That's what we need.
The jacket thing is annoying, I will say.
It's because that's all it turned into. That's how all these people fought. And it just got a little annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Another one was their shootout in the Arc de Triomphe or whatever, like the circular where cars are just kept going and going.
They're French. They don't give a shit if they wreck a car.
Not only are people shooting at each other, but cars are crashing and they're speeding around. So funny.
I think believable. They're French. They don't know how to fucking drive and they don't care about their cars. So
they don't care about other people. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only other thing I have in the Okinawa Continental, it was a very classic trope to where
Osaka,
mm-hmm. Where John would fight like three guys and then take him out, and then he'd get up and take a couple steps. Someone shoots at him. Three more guys comes his way. It's like they didn't come in; they've come in waves instead of a whole unit. You know. Just the old school trope, you know, like samurai stuff. You slice a couple guys down while everyone else is watching, and they come in two at a time kind of thing. It was like,
For clearly very well-trained and organized henchmen, like the guys with the black masks that they were wearing and the armor.
A little racist that the Japanese table soldiers have the old samurai masks on. It's like,
That was my kind of twist.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Very authentic.
What a twist.
And the sumos. They had to get the sumo guys in there too. Get the sumos.
That's it, right? This is the fourth one. This is allegedly maybe the final one that Keanu Reeves is going to be in. Final one as John Wick. They threw every fucking thing left in this movie, everything that they hadn't done yet, they threw in this movie. They shot it in the Louvre, like the actual real Louvre. Yeah, they shot it in the Louvre. And I read a thing where the Louvre was like, yeah, you can shoot John Wick here, but there are going to be no guns anywhere in here. You're not going to be shooting anything, including blanks. Absolutely not. You're going to have the tamest scene in your whole fucking movie. Pick it and you can shoot it here. And they did. And it was the handing over of a contract.
Yep.
Yep.
I will say the whole John Wick series. God, or do they stick with them and go after all the stereotypes of all the bad people in this? You know, the Marquis is a French guy. he's all bougie and he has those people training on horses for like sword fight or some shit like that. And then just the classic Japanese stereotypes, like you said, the sumo guys and stuff.
What's left?
Fucking weird Russian guy that could only say his name and drinking vodka.
So what's next? Vodka. Like Mexico, South America, Australia.
The main bodyguard guy for the Marquis was Hispanic of some kind.
He spoke Spanish. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not, they have not really done the Mexicans yet.
They have not. Canada. They got to have a stereotypical Canadian. They have to.
But they fit everything else. Eastern Europe.
Pretty much.
Asia.
Pretty much.
I mean, fucking Donnie Yen was eating a bowl of ramen.
Man, I mean, I can't say enough how much I loved his character. Like, I just, the story behind him was great, where he, like we mentioned earlier, he had to save his daughter's life because the High Table, for whatever reason, is really interested in like going after their hitmen's daughters. It's weird.
Go after weaknesses, well, man.
Just a quick aside.
Yeah.
Did they mention the High Table more in this movie than in the first three? Or did I just kind of like make that up in my head?
No, this one, it was him going after the High Table. So we didn't hear about it until like the third one,
I thought it was the second.
The end of the second one, I think that led.
Okay.
That was it. Yeah. And then he met the elder in the third one.
And then a different elder in this one.
And then it was a different elder in this one because the other one was timeline.
Yeah. So we said, you know, the first three are very chronological timeline, right? There's not a whole, there's no time in between them.
They lead right into each other. Yeah.
This one is apparently an 8-month gap while he recovers after he took that fucking header off the roof from Winston.
He fell off the top of like the Ritz.
Yeah. They didn't say it.
Or the Rockefeller. Like, Rockefeller. That's what it
Rockefeller,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 Rock. But they, yeah. So 8 months at least in
Shout
this.
Shout out Liz Lemon.
Yeah.
Wait. That's not the same, is it? That's not the same building, is it?
30 Rockefeller Center? I think
is that the same building?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
He fell off of like SNL. Yeah. Lorne Michaels. John Wick seems to be injured. Can somebody Liz Lemon. Shout out to Liz Lemon.
So I got to bring this up to King. So we talked about it in the second one that we didn't believe that it'd be a deaf person would be a good assassin because you can't hear anything. So they bring a blind guy into this. Blind guy or deaf person? I think deaf person has a better chance.
Deaf guy for sure. I know, you know.
So if it was sword fighting, like, you know, the Zatoichi Japanese movies, he's a blind swordsman.
Yes.
Because you're close range and you could sense things. But when shooting guns are involved, I don't buy it for a second. A blind person doing an old-timey Western shootout with John Wick and hitting him.
Yeah, no.
It's like, no.
No.
There's no scenario where this is anywhere close to possible in real life. But it's a John Wick movie and I don't fucking care.
The worst part is that they
the way they did it was really fucking cool.
It still kind of rocked. Yeah.
And clever. It rocked. He had like the doorbell things.
That's what I'm saying. They started off where it's believable. Yeah. You know, he's not in gunfights. He's like fighting people hand to hand and he puts the doorbells where he hears them and shoots at them. Yes, perfect, makes sense. And then all of a sudden he's fighting John Wick one-on-one in a gun battle with many obstacle, and we're supposed to believe
don't
believe it.
You just don't believe in the human spirit. That's what it sounds like.
And this guy isn't like born blind. This dude's only been blind for like 5 years max. His senses aren't like this.
I was curious about that too. Like I was thinking that because he's the best assassin in the world. He's better than John Wick from what I could tell, and he's blind. And so what was he like when he wasn't blind?
Yeah, right.
Like he's just unfucking stoppable.
DEI.
He is the biggest DEI guy I've ever seen here.
Took his DEIs. Am I right?
Blind assassin.
Blind as a bat.
Doesn't cut the Heinz.
Yeah.
That's a mustard.
Mustard.
And don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed the character.
Me too.
And
I really enjoyed Donnie Yen's playing of him.
Well, Donnie Yen is fantastic.
He is fantastic. Yeah.
He did some of his old classic, like Ip Man punches and things like that.
And, real quick too, like I really liked Shimatsu, like the Hiroyuki Sanada's character, and then Akira, the daughter. I really liked them too. I thought they were really cool. I think Akira's character, like with the bow and arrows and stuff, and
hey, she could be in the next one.
I hope so. No. Yeah,
she's still got to kill. She's got to go. She probably will be in the Kane movie, whatever TV series if it goes.
Well, yeah,
that's the whole plot
because of the after credit scene.
Yeah,
which I don't know if did you guys stick for the after credits? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So
after credit scene, Akira's coming after Kane to kill him while he is walking up to finally talk
free
to his
daughter
free with flowers. That's when she decides to attack him, which is perfect. It was perfect. Right. And by the way, like the Kill Bill scene as well, like when Kane killed her dad, he's like, I'll be waiting for you. It's Kill Bill.
There's a lot of homages in
Kill
this.
Bill.
And I'll tell you the one I did not like was the Warriors one with the radio playing, and they like, it was 100% the Warriors. Like, oh, all you hip cats out there.
Oh, I hated that shit so much.
I was like,
I agree. I did not need to see Sean Livingston and Maurice Bates as a Warriors. It was too much.
And in the fucking like Eiffel Tower, there's this DJ like
Kevin Durant. It was
shut the fuck up. Yeah. That sucked. I agree. That sucked. That was easily the worst part of the movie.
Again, Nitro Barbosa is awful.
I get the homage. Didn't like it.
Yeah, fine. Make your homages. Just do them better.
Steven Jackson.
I mean,
Chris Mullin was there.
Festus Ezeli.
Yeah.
Lest we forget
Festus Ezeli. Festus Ezeli needs to be in the next John Wick movie. That needs to be the next sports cameo in these.
Well, they had Boban, and they should have had Festus in this one.
Exactly that. Okay, we got to grade this. John Wick 4, the finale? ? King's movie. King, you got to start. It's out of 5 because 5 John Wick movies.
4.4.
Sounds good. Mine was I gave the first 2 a 5, and then 3 I gave 4.5, I think it was. I'm gonna give this a 5. Yeah, this one's a 5 for me.
It did rip. All rip.
It really did. Yep.
All right. I gave the first 2 a 4.9. I think they gave the last one a 4.4. I'm gonna change the third one. I'm dropping that below a 4 because after watching this, I'm giving this a 4.9 as well, the same as the first two. The third one was this made the third one seem that much worse. So it's like a 3.8.
Yeah. This really does. Because they even did dogs better in this one.
It was the same dog that Halle Berry had, too.
Is it really?
The same breed of dog, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And just biting balls.
Dogs were the coolest thing in number 3, but they did dogs better in this one, too.
We didn't even talk about the dogs until the end.